प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ, उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन, जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, प्रीतम से कर मिलन, जागो आत्मन, उठो आत्मन, आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। Chapter 3 of Amrit Vela, last part today. Merge within the waves of ocean. Since Amrit Vela, with which special wave have you been moving along? You have been moving along with the waves of Bab Dada's love. Did all of you souls remember anyone except the one Father? Did all of you souls remember anyone else except the one Father? You had easy remembrance, did you not? Or did you have to make effort? So, how did it become easy? It was because of love, was it not? So, is just today the day of love? The confluence age is the age of experiencing the love of the Supreme, Paramatma Prem. So realize the importance of the age and experience the different experiences of love. The ocean of love is giving you trays full of pearls and diamonds of love. So constantly make yourself overflowing. Do not become happy with just a little experience of this love. Become full. In the future, you will be decorated with physical pearls and diamonds. These pearls and diamonds of the Supreme Love are priceless. Therefore, constantly remain decorated with them now. Love is magical. Love is the very fragrance, the very radiance of this life. The love of the Supreme, Baba says, this is the greatest. Move along with the waves of Bab Dada's love. For easy remembrance, what is the method? This love. In fact, this is the age, this is the only age where you experience the love of the Supreme. Confluence age. Here, the ocean of love is in front of you. And he is giving you trays full of pearls and diamonds of love. You receive love from the ocean of love. So don't become happy with little. Be extremely greedy for this love. These pearls and diamonds of supreme love, Paramatma Prem, these are priceless, invaluable. So just hold them as much as you can. How to gather these pearls, these diamonds of the love of the Supreme? No importance of this love. This love is so unique. It remains stable, acres, constant all the time. The love is here. It's only you who keep on coming near and then going away. Coming near and going away. The love remains same. Experience this love. This super love, this supreme love, this divine love. This love makes you bodiless. This love makes you forget all your worries, all your stresses, all your tension. This love is unlimited. This love is unconditional. This love is selfless. This love is beyond this world. The love of God is so purest in its form. No impurity ever touches this love. You just have to be in love with God. This is the spiritual love affair. This is the divine romance with God. But very few souls of this world are mad in this love. The rest of the world is running after money, things of the world, objects of the world. Half of the world is drowned in sorrow, suffering, misery. The rest are struggling with vices. That's why I said only few can experience this love. And those are really fortunate souls who can experience this divine love of God. Baba says this confluence age is the only age where you experience this God's love. If you look at the situation of the world is so fearful, so sorrowful. There is hardly any family in this world, any home, any house, which is happy and contented. There is something or other going on, some disturbance. Even in today's Sakar Murli, Brahma Baba expressed his worry about accommodation. What to do? So many children are coming. You have to take buildings on rent. But many would come. What to do? And Shiva Baba gave the answer. Wait and see. Why you are worrying? Just keep on studying Manmana Bhav. Wait and see. But such patience can come only with divine love. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, you remember me and I am present. You remember me and I am present. The depth of God's love like unfathomable ocean. So So at Amrit Vela, what you have to do is feel that the ocean of love is coming and giving you trays of pearls and diamonds of love. This is such a beautiful visualization, a creative visualization. Imagine you are entering the palace of love. No matter where you are sitting, in Madhuban or any corner of the world, the entire Madhuban, this palace of love. So this gate of Madhuban, of Pandabhavan, feel as if you are entering into a palace of love. And the moment you enter, you find courtyard full of pearls and diamonds of divine love. And all the four pilgrimage places, you convert them into places of divine love affairs. Stand in front of Baba's hut. Don't enter, just stand outside and see the divine, the light. You know what is standing yoga? You stand and do yoga. Don't sit. Neither on the sofa nor on the floor. Just stand for 15 minutes, 20 minutes and focus on the point of light. There is no question of falling asleep while standing. This is the safest yoga. So just stand and take rays of love from him. So take waves, take vibrations. God is the ocean of pure energy. Soul is also energy. So let there be exchange, or rather, take energy from that Supreme Soul. He is the energy. You are an embodiment of energy, is the ocean of energy. Let the energy, the divine energy, flow from that side to this side. Just stand in front of Baba's translite and take energy. Feel, if you are standing like this, the energy is entering through your eyes. First, it is filling your brain. Then the energy has started flowing down the spine, and it is filling the entire body. And feel energized, revitalized, rejuvenated, refresh. So at Amrit Vela, just stand, standing yoga. Don't sit. Stand and take energy. But stand still. Don't keep on moving, shifting from one leg to another. Just stand still and take energy through eyes. Let the energy fall upon your forehead. But the best eyes are the windows of the soul. So through eyes, the energy is penetrating, entering the brain, activating all the brain dormant centers, activating pineal gland, pituitary gland, thalamus, hypothalamus. Then the energy is flowing down the spinal cord and activating the whole body. This is known as light body activation. This is known as third eye activation. There is a third eye. First it is closed. Let the energy fall, light fall. And then the eyes open. And then start seeing with that eyes. Stop using this physical eyes. See with the spiritual eyes. And the world is different. The more you use your physical eyes, the more body conscious you become. The more you start using your third eye, more soul conscious you become. So if you want to see something really as it is, use your spiritual eyes. And what is the way of third eye activation? Standing yoga. Just stand in front of translite. Don't sit. Stand. Stand still. without moving the body like a statue. You can stand in your room. You can stand anywhere. Go in the nature and stand. You can stand anywhere and you can convert any point into a Shiva Baba. It's all about visualization. Or you don't need anything. Just otherwise you close your eyes and stand. And visualize it in your mind's eye. Even that can be done. You can Well, world is a room of Rajyoga. Rajyoga is the wallless. Rajyoga room is the wallless room. Is a room without walls. Every whole world is Madhuban. Your mind is Madhuban. Madhuban has no geographical boundaries. It is the holy pilgrimage without boundaries. Wherever there is love of God, that place is Madhuban. Wherever the Murli churning chanting is happening, that place is Madhuban. Wherever the spiritual service is taking place, that place is Madhuban. Wherever there is purity, that place is Madhuban. Madhuban has nothing to do with Mount Abu or any particular place. Madhuban is not the name of the place. It is the name of the state, stage generated by your thoughts, vibrations. So, Madhuban is the house of vibrations. You can create those vibrations anywhere. You can stand anywhere and feel, yes, his rays are coming and third eye is activated. His rays are coming and the light body activation is happening. People are working so hard on light body activation. So many yogis of Tibet are working on third eye activation. So many people are working on awakening of Kundalini. The serpent coil sitting at the bottom at Muladhara, the sacral chakra, the energy channels. But the best method of activation, when God Himself is sitting in front of you, what more you want? Baba said, as I said in today's Murli, you remember me and I am present, Hazir. So, Baba's hut, it's all about thought plus emotions. When you combine thought, emotion, a desire is created. And the intents are the emotion, the intents would be the desire. And whatever desire is intense, that gets fulfilled if it is pure and selfless. So God's love is the most selfless love in this world. So the first yoga is go in front of cut and stand and activate light body. The second, as we are saying, that Madhuban is a palace of love. Now you are entering Baba's room. Now this is Baba's room. Feel as if this whole room is filled with vibrations of love. And I am entering into a love chamber. Stand, sit, whatever you want to do. And feel the vibrations of love are entering your body. And your every cell is getting filled with love. Divine love, not ordinary love, not physical love, not material love, not temporal love, not worldly love, not mundane love, but metaphysical love, pure love, non-physical love, platonic love, spiritual love, divine love, celestial love, unearthly love. The love which has so less to do with body. The body is dropped down and the love flows. So in Baba's room, imagine the whole room is filled with divine love. I just have to go there. I don't have to do anything. I just have to enter. That's it. The divine love is already there. That's the sanctuary of divine love. That's the field of divine love already existing. You don't have to do anything. In today's Sakar Murli, there Baba has given two examples of two animals. Cow and crow. Kag, crow. like the crow, like the children. So you are just like the father. He is the purifier. You are master purifier. He is ocean of knowledge. You are master ocean of knowledge. Then cow. Cow keeps on shouting. Calls for mother. You also kept on shouting. So this is a natural love. Children will have love for the father. Children will have love for the mother. So there is a natural outflowing of love. Now third, come to the Shantistam, Tower of Peace. Feel there is an ocean. This is the first peace. The ocean of peace, and I am flowing in that. Then ocean of knowledge, I am flowing in that. Then ocean of power, I am flowing in that. And this side, ocean of purity. I am flowing in that purity. I am getting drowned in that purity. And there is no way, nobody to save me. I have fallen into this bottomless tank of purity. So I am entering into that pure, into that purity, and experience that purity. Feel as if your whole body has become filled with purity and the body has disappeared. Yogi's body shrinks and his soul smiles and shines. Yogis are never hefty fellows. Their body shrink and their soul shines with tapasya. That's the mark of a yogi. So, third. Then come to history. History hall. All the ancient masters are there. Feel the ancient masters. Divine masters or ancient master or living masters are sitting there. Yeah. So those ancestors, those masters, those living teachers, they are there. You know, in all the religions, there are ancient masters. This is the word they use, ancient masters. So many people get touchings from the ancient master. Many people get visions of the ancient masters. And the masters come and they guide the souls. Angels come and they guide the soul. They are guardian angels. They are ancient masters. So they come and they tell you what to do when you are confused in life, you are not understanding what to do. You know God, you know scriptures, but these are mediatories. These are intermediate, angels are intermediate between God and human beings. So they enter and they guide you. When you cannot directly establish connection with God, angels are intermediary beings. So these are ancient masters sitting there all in history hall. So imagine, feel the ancient master, invoke them, O all ancient masters. Come and guide my intellect, I surrender. God is far away, I can't reach him. But you are near. And many of you I have already seen with my own eyes. Brahma I have never seen. Mamma I have never seen. You are far away. Hardly seen. Invisible creature. But these ancient masters I have seen. They were in front of me. I have observed them carefully. I have observed every move of theirs. I have observed how they have managed tough situations in their life. I have observed what happened when people blamed them and how they managed that situation. So I have seen them managing. They are living beings, living masters, ancient masters. So the moment you enter history hall, feel you are meeting your ancient masters and ask them. And the answers would be given. Ask them and they will answer. Don't move unless and until they answer. Stand in front of Dadi and ask Dadi Janki, tell, what do you think? Why are you not talking now? Earlier you used to talk so much, non-stop. Why you are not talking now? I have heard that you are very fond of talking. ज्ञान डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड नाउ टॉक विद मी टेल मी आई विल नॉट मूव अहेड मूव फ्रॉम आई विल नॉट बच फ्रॉम दिस प्लेस टेल टॉक गाइड सरेंडर एंड द आंसर्स वुड कम सो व्हेन यू एंटर हिस्ट्री हॉल डू दिस एक्सपेरिमेंट ऑफ एंशियंट मास्टर इनवोकेशन सो इन कुटिया लाइट बॉडी एक्टिवेशन व्हेन यू एंटर बाबाज रूम गेट परफ्यूज्ड परमिएटेड विद दैट डिवाइन लव एंड व्हेन यू एंटर टावर ऑफ पीस फ्लोट इन द ओशन एंड व्हेन यू एंटर हिस्ट्री हॉल लाइट दिस एंशियंट मास्टर इनवोकेशन सो द एंशियंट मास्टर द लिविंग मास्टर्स विल गाइड यू सो दीज आर द फोर एक्सपेरिमेंट्स टू बी डन इन बाबाज हट सेकेंड इन बाबाज रूम थर्ड शांतिस्तम एंड फोर्थ एंशियंट मास्टर इनवोकेशंस एंड दे विल गाइड यू ओम शांति
ओम शांति अमृत वेले से विशेष किस लहर में लहरा रहे हो बाप दादा के स्नेह में ही लहरा रहे हो ना सर्व आत्माओं के अंदर एक बाप के सिवाय और रहा सहज याद रही है ना कि मेहनत करनी पड़ी तो सहज कैसे बने स्नेह के कारण तो क्या सिर्फ आज का दिन स्नेह का है संगम युग है ही परमात्मा स्नेह का युग तो युग के महत्व को जान स्नेह की अनुभूतियों को अनुभव करो स्नेह का सागर स्नेह के हीरे मोतियों की थालियां भरकर दे रहे हैं तो अपने को सदा भरपूर करो थोड़े से अनुभव में खुश नहीं हो जाओ संपन्न बनो भविष्य में तो स्थूल हीरे मोतियों से सजेंगे ये परमात्म प्यार के हीरे मोती अनमोल हैं तो इससे सदा सजे सजाए रहो सिंस अमृत वेला विद विच स्पेशल वेव हैव यू बीन मूविंग अलोंग यू हैव बीन मूविंग अलोंग विद द वेव्स ऑफ बाप दादाज लव डिड ऑल ऑफ यू सोल्स रिमेंबर एनीवन एल्स एक्सेप्ट द वन फादर यू हैड इजी रिमेंबरेंस डिड यू नॉट और डिड यू हैव टू मेक एफर्ट सो हाउ डिड इट बिकम इजी इट वॉज बिकॉज ऑफ लव वॉज इट नॉट So, is just today the day of love? The confluence age is the age of experiencing the love of the Supreme. So, realize the importance of the age and experience the different experiences of love. The ocean of love is giving you treasures full of pearls and diamonds of love. So, constantly make yourself overflowing. Do not become happy with just a little experience of this love. Become full. In the future, you will be decorated with physical pearls and diamonds. These pearls and diamonds of supreme love are priceless. Therefore, constantly remain decorated with them now. Om Shanti.